the very bad decision was made to cut the women's basketball team. And most folks don't know this story, but women's basketball was cut, which is why she probably doesn't hold even more records at Davidson. But so there was not a team our senior year. But in doing that, the college wound up being right on the line of the number of needed sports for Title IX. Well, in early 1987, somebody from the NCAA reached out to the college and said, "Got some bad news for you. The women's indoor track team that accounted for one of your women's sports is going to have to invalidate their season because one of the big meets that qualified them has now been invalidated for some reason." And so, Davidson, you've got two choices. You can go on to probation next year while you find another women's sport, or you can field a intercollegiate women's athletic team between now and the end of the academic year and compete at an intercollegiate level. So what do? You form a golf team. And so we formed a golf team, and I had played a very little bit of golf, but not well in high school. We had one woman who was a good golfer who had played golf in high school. And then Heather and two of her field hockey teammates were recruited because the concept of here's a stick, there's a ball, hit it. And so we went off, and the men's tennis or the men's golf coach was notionally our coach. And we went to the Duke Invitational. And not that they're any good or anything. And essentially, every team that was participating in the Duke Invitational got to match up against Davidson as an individual match. And so we lost 17 matches in one afternoon, one day. And but it qualified in as much as whatever tournament the indoor track team had gone to qualify for their season. But we kept Davidson from being put onto probation, which